Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot is daf Samach, brought to you on the road. We were in the middle of a sugya, we're on the fourth line, V'hatanya. We just learned that Rava explained that if you have more than the requisite 10 to take Maaser, the case he had was 15, that the din is, you take them all into the deer, count out the 10, the 10th one is Maaser, whatever is left over has to be taken as Maaser, at the next garden, assuming that you have enough animals to do the next garden. And today, we actually brought a raya to that from a braita. Today, the Gemara wants to show that there's a braita that seems to contradict this. We begin on the fourth line. V'atanya, how can we say that? The braita says somebody who has 19 tla'im, 19 tla'im. Same case, basically. Lo yomar evrora sara, let me take out. He's not allowed to say, let me take out 10 out of the 19. And I will take off one as maaser, tomia mechad, leaving the rest patur, because after all, I don't have enough, and I already took off this goren's maaser. No, you can't do that. You have to take all of them, konsam ladir, you take out the 10, then you're left with 9, so you can't take out another maaser. Tomia mechad, you take off one, and the closing words are, viashar piturin. Of course, this runs completely counter to what it was that Rava said yesterday, because Rava not only points out that you don't have a right to choose what's going to go into the deer, but he also made it very clear that whatever was left is not considered to be niftar from Maaser. It's just that if there's going to be enough to make another 10, whenever that is, as long as it's betoch shana, so you'll take off the Maaser at the next goren. Here it's saying that the rest of them are patur. How do you explain that? Tirgama Ravuna Bar Sechora Kame de Rava, at the Shabbat of the Rigla, that was one of the Shabbatot, where they get up and they have a public drasha where people come from all over before the Regel. So this is starting 30 days before whatever Yom Tov it is. So he told him at that particular shir, it's talking about Bedir Shiesh Lo Shnei Ptachim Askina. If you have a deer that has two doors, 9 went out of one door and 9 went out of the other door. So now 18 went out. Each one of the ones that went out could have been mitzuraf with one more that was left inside, as we saw earlier. Because we explained yesterday that a minyan haraui, even though it's a safek, is nonetheless pater. And therefore, since the chad that's left inside is chazi lahacha ulahacha, it can be mitzaref with each one of them. This explains why the braita said a case of 19 instead of 15. Because this particular case of 19 is perfect to give us an example of 9 out of one, 9 out of the other equals 18, one left inside can be mitzaref for both of them. So each group was potter because it was a minyan that was ra'ui to become ma'aser. That's enough to potter. Asks the Gemara, V'lishnele, why doesn't Rava answer very simply that the case is talking about k'gon shemana tish'a? He counted 9. Not to have to get the case with the two doors. He counted 9. He comes to the 10th one, and what happened is that he started again. Korichad Miresh. He starts all over, and he says, okay, this is number 1. So according to this, the 19th one is called the Asiri. And that's why it says over here in the Braita, he takes from the latter ones, the 10. And now the first ones were Niftarim, because they're a Minyan Haraui. But we have to go through a case where Dafke have two doors. And this is the Gemara, because he didn't want to explain. Rava, or it was really Ravuna Bar Sechora, was explaining for Rava. He didn't want to take that case. Why? Because Kasovar Asiri Me'elav Kadosh. Remember that we said before that Rava held the 10th one is automatically Kadosh. Therefore, when the 10th one comes out of the door, even though he calls it Echad, that doesn't change anything. And it became Kadosh, and that wouldn't have been a Minyan Arotwe for the next night. So Me'ela, forget about it. This case doesn't work. The only possible case is the case of two doors. Ask the Gemara, but still, there's another answer that could have been made for Rava. Lishnele Begoren. Now, why don't we say that we're talking about over here that he counted them at the time of the Goren, and Man'an Zugot Zugot. So what he wanted to do is count them by twos. And then he figured he would take off two Ma'aser at the same time. So the first Zug that came out, the first pair, he said, okay, pair one, pair two, pair three, until he got to the 19th. And the 19th, he said, oh my gosh, there's only one, and I can't take out two of them for Ma'aser. And therefore, when the last one comes out, the question is, when he says, okay, this is number 10, we have no idea whether we view this as number 10 for arbitrarily one or the other of the group. Because of that, they're all considered to be potter, because as we said before, wherever there's a safek, that's not, it's a siri vandai. So mimela, it would have been the same result. They're all niftarim, but for a different reason. And says the Gemara, Ravuna Bar Schor didn't want to say that, because kasover asiri leminyan behemot hu kadosh. Even where a person counts by pairs, and he has in his mind the thought that pair number five is just the fifth out of 10, it doesn't work that way, because the 10th is going to become kodesh despite his intent to say that he wants to count by pairs. So the minute that he gets to the fifth group, even though he calls it number five, it automatically would become kodesh. And therefore, when he had 19, when he counted them by Zugot, the 10th tlet became Kadosh, in which case the last 9 that came out was not a Minyan Aroi, because they didn't have any possibility of becoming Maaser, because there wasn't 10 altogether for them. And it's not called a Minyan Aroi, it's a Minyan She'ein Lo Roi. Which exactly would be the one that would be kadosh? Well, we're going to talk about later. Omer Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Zakai Imei de Ravuna Bar Zechora. You know, the mother of Ravuna had a big schus in having a boy like that. He's really very, very good. Because the Shani Le Shema'atita, he was able to mitaritz the Shmu'ah that he had from Rava so beautifully, Kishma'atate. He explained every last thing consistent with Rava himself. And where did he do this? He did it Berigla. He did it in public, where there were so many people, and people were asking kashas on his Rebbe. And he was able to explain it on Shabbat at Berigla. His mother must be a very special woman. Continues our Mishnah, our Elika Mishnah, with the sugya of mistakes in the count. And of course, many of the issues that are discussed here have already been brought up, as is usually the case, as the introduction to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins with the case where Yatzu Shnayim Ke'achat. The door was wide enough for two to come out. Two come out at the same time. And they're counted, Mone Otam Shnayim, they're counted as two, not as one. How about Manan Echad? Which, of course, we've already raised the case where he counts them as Zugot. So suppose he counts two as one. So then he's messed up the count, because then the Tishi'i and the Asiri are Mekul Kalim. Because if he's going to count now 9 and 10, number 9 is actually number 10. Because two already went out, that he only counted as one. And then number 10 is also going to be Mikul Kal. He's going to call it number 10, but it's really number 11. So this is, even though the halacha over there is that they're Kodesh, as we're going to see later on, that Kora la Asiri Tashi'i la Chadasar Asiri, that they're Kodesh, he can't bring them as Korbonis. In that sense, they're Mikul Kalim. And we will have to wait, therefore, till we get a mum. And as we said earlier, it's Necha Labalim B'muma. How about Korah L'Tashi'i Asiri, L'Asiri Tashi'i, L'Achadasar Asiri, Shloshtam Mekudashim? If he calls number 9, 10, and he calls number 10, 9, and then he calls number 11, 10, all of them are Mekudesh in different ways. The Tishi'i is not Kodesh for Akrava, as we saw before, but it's Kodesh in that you can only eat it b'mumo, ne'echal b'mumo. The Asiri is Maaser Gamur, anyway. The Achadasar, that is actually Kodesh l'Akrava, again, as we saw before, and that is Karev Shlami, and it's like all other Karbanot, and it actually can make a Tmura. So if you were Maimirit another animal, both of them were Kadosh. Diva Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the 11th one itself is only Kadosh because it's essentially a Tmura. It was exchanged for the real number 10. Because since you called it Asiri, so it's as if you said, I want to make this one, the Asiri, in the place of the real Asiri. But how can a Tmura make a Tmura? The din is that a Tmura is not a Tmura. Only the initial Kedusha makes a Tmura. V'chi yesh Tmura, osa Tmura, amro mishum Rabbi Meir. They quote Rabbi Meir as answering what it was, Rabbi Yehuda Taina, that the din of the Achadasar is not because it's a Tmura of the Asiri. Ilu haya Tmura lo haya karev. Now, loch is that Tmurat Maaser is not brought on the Mizbeach. We're going to, we actually darshan this from the Pasuk, Kodesh Heim, Heim Kedoshim v'lo Tmuratam, talking about Bechor Maaser. So how could you think that the Makor of the Kedusha is because of Tmura? The next case, says the Mishnah, is Korah l'Tishi'i Asiri. It's called number 910. But in this case, you called Asiri Asiri, and you called the Achadasar Asiri. In that case, you can't have a 10 after a 10. Since you already called the real 10-10, you can't call the 11-10. The previous cases, you called the real 10-9. Then you call this one 10. In this case, the 11th one is not Mekudesh at all. Because since you were Mevarer Asiri, there can't be another Asiri. Zeaklal, kol shalon ne'ekar shem Asiri mimenu. If you haven't taken off the shem of the real Asiri, then ain achadasar mikudash at all. And it's completely chulin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you take in your sheep into the enclosure and you count them, zugot, zugot, or very large groups of kintaran, kintaran, which is center count, in other words, 100 at a time, until you get to the 10th group. So the halacha is that asara leminyano hu kadosh. It was whatever the count is, the 10th, if it's the 10th group, then that gives the Kedusha. When you say Leminyano, what exactly does that mean, Leminyano? Leminyano, my. Rav Mori Amar Leminyan Shalohu Kadosh. Exactly what you think it means. It means the 10th, number 10, whatever the set of units were. If it's sets of 10, sets of 1, sets of 100, that's what it means. That whole set becomes Kadosh. And that potters all of the 9 previous sets. Rav Kahana Amar, no. It's as we said earlier, Leminyan Behemot Hu Kadosh. It's as if the way that they actually came out, we don't care what he said. The Tla'im came out, the 10th Tla to come out, that's the one that's Kadosh. Ask the Gemara, if Rav Kahana is right, and this of course was something we had assumed earlier, Rav Kahana is right, then how do you explain the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Yotzu Shnayim Keachat, Moneh Otam Shnayim. If two come out at the same time, you have to count them as two. But if you count them as one, Manan Keachat, then the Teshiva Asira Mekukalim. Now how do you understand that they're Mekukalim? So, Ibish Lama Laman Diyam Laminyan Shalohu Kadosh. Look, I understand. If you go according to the Pshat of Rav Mori, then it means his own minion. I understand that therefore it's a mekukal. Mishumachi teshiva asiri mekukalim, because he defined one and two as only one. In this case, you can't follow his count, because he count them in unequal units. That makes sense. V'la asiri kakarle teshiva l'achadasar asiri. So now he's messing things up, because according to his own count, he's counting the 10th one as only 9, because he counted the first two as 1. And he's counting 11 as 10. But according to the Mandi Amar, Rav Kahana, who says that we go according to the actual Minyan Behemot, well, who cares? What goes wrong? Basically, it's dependent on the reality. Okay, so you count two. Forget about what he counts. You count two. We don't care about what he said. So why would they be mikukalim? The tishi'i of the real count is truly tishi'i. And there's no problem with that. That's chulin gomer. And then it's as if he called it tishi'i, because you see, you go according to, when it says minyano, you mean according to the reality. And the asiri, the one that's truly the asiri, is now being called asiri kakarile. Omar lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would be mitaritz if, in fact, Rav Kana was right about what Rabbi Yochanan meant, which is good for the machlokas Rav Kana Rav Mori. Rabbi Yochanan would be mitaritz. Ki amina ana. When I said that asiri l'minyan be'emot is kadosh, at least the way Rav Kana explained me, and we don't take a look at the minyan of the person who's doing something ridiculous of calling two as one, and then ignoring the fact that they're no longer coming out two by two. I'm only saying that in a case where a guy wanted to count by two. So over there, since he wanted to count in a way that was keneged what needed to be counted, we simply ignore him because we don't view that as a ta'ut. So his count there, I'm saying, is meaningless. Go according to the reality. And if we go according to the reality, so then everything is fine. But Echad Nafik Memela, the case that you're asking me from, is where he intended to do things right. Two came out of the door at one time, which you weren't supposed to do. So he counts them as one. I would never say that in that case, ignore what he's saying. So he made a mistake, whatever it is. But the fact is that we already have seen, if somebody calls Chi Asiri, Asiri Chi, it certainly goes according to his count. In that case, we've got a problem. And over there, lo, I never said that we can ignore his count to go according to reality. Okay, Tashma, let's see Akasha on Rav Mori's approach, who says that it goes according to the units as he defines them. Man'an l'mafreya. Suppose he goes down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and so on. So then the 10th one of the count is the one that's kadosh. So now what does that mean? So bishlom alaman deyom eliminyan behemotu kadosh. If you hold of Rav Kahana, that we don't care about what he says, and we go according to the reality. So this makes perfectly good sense. Well, you want to call number 1, number 10, and go down to number 1, and that's the real number 10. I don't care what you call it. The bottom line is, we go according to Minyan Behemot, that's fine. But if you're going to tell me that we don't go according to the Minyan Behemot, but we go according to Rav Mori, who says we follow his count of the Minyan Shlohu Kadosh, that the 10th one, according to what he calls 10, he called the 10th one 1. So how could it be Kadosh? So why would we say such a thing? It's a normal Maaser. Omar Rava. Rava says, in this case, the Asiri is Kodesh, because all the iti b'minyana parsa, the Kola Sorachat, the standard count in Cape Canaveral is the countdown. The Persians, as we know, are very hot on missiles. So they forgot how to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They always start 10, 9, 8, the way Ahmed Jihad does today. You know, it's constantly counting down. So therefore, that's considered to be a count. So they want to count 10. They start at the top, and they go downwards. So that's exactly why this is a real count, and it's not considered to be a violation of Asiri here to call it Achad, because there is such a count that calls Asiri Chad all the time. Continues the Mishnah, Karala Tishi Asiri, Uli Asiri Tishi, you call number 9, 10, you call number 10, 9, so that you now were oikar the shem asiri from it. And then you call number 11, 10, l'achadasar asiri. So all three are mekudashim, we said, in different ways. Ton rabbonim, minayin shim karala tashi'i asiri, ule asiri tashi'i, ule achadasar asiri, that all shloshtam are mekudashim, and they all have levels of kedusha. Talmud lomar v'chol ma'aser bakar v'tzon, no matter what, even though you made a mistake, Asiri, they are all going to be Kadosh. You might think, even in a case where he called number 8, 10, where he called number 12, 10. Sushmini ushnei masar min. It says, kol, amrit, you should be doch as such a thought by pointing out that ho'il v'hu kadosh v'to'uto mitkadeshet mahu eno mikudash ela besamuch av to'uto eno mitkadeshet ela besamuch. The idea over here is that since the real Asiri is Kodesh, and the Ta'ut of the Asiri, the ones that we call Asiri B'Ta'ut, are Kodesh, so just like the Asiri is only Mekudash if it's itself, it's Somuch to itself, the Ta'ut has to be Somuch to itself. And that's only the 9th and the 11th, and not the 8th and the 12th. As the Gemara, doesn't it say in a bright Vatani, Mahu miyuchad av to'uto miyuchadet? Meaning that the Torah only allows one mistake, not two mistakes. So that if it's only one unit, the Asiri, so too is the Ta'ut only one unit. It's comparing the both of them. You're saying that even according to Pshat, you said it has to be Somuch, but it could be in either direction. Tani Tanakame, the Rabbi Yochanan, there is a difference between the Braita, because this Braita that says you can only make one mistake is going according to who? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. The 11th is never Kodesh, unless Lo'olam Eina Chadasar Kadosh Ad Shishtok B'Tishii. Unless you said nothing about number 9. Not that you called number 9 Asiri. You called number 10 Tishii, and then you called Achadasar Asiri. That's the only time that it could be Kodesh. But if you called the Tishii Asiri, or the Asiri Asiri, you can't be Mekadesh, the 11th one. Because over there, you already gave the Shem Asiri to something else. That makes perfectly good sense, according to the second Braita. Mahu miuchad, after uto, miuchedet. What is the Svara of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that only one Ta'ut is mitkadeshet? Sarvalak Rebbe Yehuda. The Amur Ta'ut Maaser, somebody who called the Asiri Tishii, or 11, they're Kedoshim, because they're Tumura. They're Tumura Havi. Since when you call them the name Asiri, it's as if you were Mamir, the Asiri, Bahem, and he holds like his own father, Rabbi Shimon, Savala Kavu, the Omar Ein Mamir Choser Umamir. You've got one shot at a Tumura. If you take off that Kedusha, then it no longer has the power to make another Tumura. And therefore, you simply cannot make two, since it works through making a Tumura. There's no way to make two of them, Kodesh. Amar Rava, if you were Machnis, your Tla'im, into the enclosure, they come out one by one, and as the 9th one was about to come out, two came out together. So 2, 9, and 10 were Yotzu Shnayim, in the 10th Yitziyah. And then you have to call them something. So the halacha depends on what you said. If you said number 9 as the two came out, so then what you have is Asiri v'chulin mu'ravim zebzeh. We know which one is which. But we certainly know that number 10 came out over here, and there was already Kodesh. See, then you've got a confusion of which one is chulin goma and which one is a behema, that if it belongs to that is essentially Korban. Why? Because Asiri me'alav kadosh. Number 10 became kadosh, no matter what, even though you didn't say the word 10. And in this case, you didn't call the Tishii Asiri, you called the Tishii Tishii. So Tishii Tishii kakarele, therefore remains chulin. Since I don't know which one was magdim to come out, I have to be machron both of them, not to do gizav avodah on either of them and eat them in their mum. If I call the two that came out as the 9th group, I call them 10. So then we have Asiri v'Tishii, the Kedusha level of Tishii. And the real Kedusha of Maaser is Mu'uravim Zebazah. Both of them are Kadosh Bevadai. So therefore they're really Osir B'Gizav Avodah. And I'm Mitzad HaSofek. One of them is a Korban, and one of them is Kadosh only in terms of Gizav Avodah. Why is that? Because my time Asiri Kakorlo Tavara. That's because you called number 9, 10, and you called number 10, 10. So it has the normal aloha of that case. Both of them, again, have to wait until they get a moon. And then Yero Ubumuma. If another din, where they came out one by one, and then the 10th group came out now, Shnaim Ke'echad. But this time they came out Ba'asirim, so that 10 and 11 came out together. And you call the two animals together, Kara Asiri. In that case, Asiri, V'achadasa, the level of Kedusha, of 10 and 11, Amura V'imzebeze, therefore, both of them are Kodesh Vadai. One of them is Kodesh because it's truly Maaser. The second one is Kodesh because it's an Achadas or Shekara Asiri, which is brought as a Karman Shlomi. And therefore, in this case, you would actually get Malkus if you did Giza V'Avodah. That is normal Kachin. If you called both of them Achadasar, then you have Asiri V'Chulin Muravim Zebezeh, because the 10th one was Kodesh on its own, and the 11th one you didn't call Asiri, you called it Achadasa. Ask the Gemara, why do I need the second case? It's the same principle. What was the point of this case? I know, you're telling me the same thing. Says the Gemara, there's a Chiddush, nonetheless, what Rava says over here. Because the Mishnah said that if you called Asiri Asiri, then the 11th can't become Kodesh at all. Kamashman, so therefore he wants to teach us over here that even though that's true, if two came out as the Asiri, he called them both Asiri, we still view it as both of them being Kodesh. Because since it was Bevat Achat, Kol Bevat Achat, Tarvayo Kokachi, even though in this case you were not Oiker the Shem Asiri from the Shem Asiri, from the real Asiri. And since Afakav the Lord Neka Shem Asiri Menu, but since it was simultaneous, it's considered to be as if you were Kore Achadasar Asiri with having been Oiker the Shem Asiri. Yotiv Rivkan of Gomel HaLashmaita, so Rivkan was saying over what it was that Rav had said. Omele Ravashi, Rivkan, so Ravashi was disturbed. He told Rav Kahana, but why does this last case work out? Bottom line is, he was never Oker Shem Asiri Yemenu, right? He called them both Asiri at the same time. And the Mishnah says, Zeha Kla, that the rule is obviously adding something to the rule, right? So, Kol Zman Shalom Nekar Shem Asiri Yemenu, if you haven't gotten rid of that Shem Asiri, forget about it. You cannot give Kedusha to number 11. So why in this case is it considered to be a Kedusha of Asiri on Achadasa? So he answered Rav Kahana, Ha'ane mili b'zecherze, aval b'vat achat avar kakachi. You don't need to be Yoyker Shem Asiri. If it's at the same time, then you were never calling Asiri Asiri. Ask Gemara, but isn't Zeha Klal coming to add something? I mean, if it's just repeating what we said before, so then what would be the point of saying the Zeha Klal? It's Mashmah, Zeha Klal is coming to tell me even Bevat Achat, because if you're going to tell me that Bezecher Zeh, that's the point of the Zeha Klal. The case of Zeha Zeh in the Mishnah Beferosh, Be'edya Katanila, you're not explaining anything by saying the Zeha Klal. The case in the Mishnah was, remember, Karala Tishi'i Asiri, Ulei Asiri Asiri, Ulei Chadasar Asiri, Ena Chadasar Mekudash, because you weren't Oiker Shem Asiri. So according to what you're saying, the Zaklal is adding nothing. The Zaklal Latu Yemai. It's got to be Lav Latu Yibavatachat, in which case it's connected what Rava was saying, connected what you just explained to me. So he told him no. It's Latuye Yatsa Asiri Velo Diber. It's a big difference. That case, Zach Klal is coming to tell me where you didn't say anything when it was Yatsa Asiri. Over there, Ein Achinami, it's a Chiddush. That even though you weren't, you didn't say anything, but Lomaisa Lo Ne'akar Shem Asiri Yemenu. You shouldn't say that Dafka, where he said Beferish, Asiri is Asiri, that the Achadasar is not Mekudash. Even if he said anything, the Achadasar is not Mekudash. But this case of Bevat Achat is not a problem, Bechol, because he's calling them both Asiri. And you know what? Ilote Mach, if you don't say that this Pshat is Ra'id, so then, Hodetanya, how do you explain the fact that it says in the Braita that if two animals come out at the 10th Yitziyah from the door, and they came out at exactly the same point, Lo Kadam Echad Mehem Et Chaveron, neither of them came out first. Ukara'an Asiri, and you called them Asiri. That the din is Asiri ve'chadasar muravim zevezeh. This is exactly what Rava said. According to what you're saying, halolonek Hashem Asiri imenu. How do you allow this to happen if number 10 was never neka? It's got to be because it's a difference between simultaneous and bezerach hazeh. Allah mishum de'amrin and kobavat achat tarvayo kokoche. And that is essentially what Rava was saying. So he told them, well, look, I mean, I can't prove that you're wrong, but on the other hand, you can't prove that you're right. Because imi shemach aloyer, that's not a raya to me, if that's all your raya is. Because I could say that the case over there is, hach b'may askin, and the kodem chad min ha'avafik l'reisha, could be, one of them had come out first, stuck out its head, and then it was mocked him, the other one with its head. And v'karya chadasa. So he now calls it number 11. Then it goes back in, and then they come out together, and then he calls it number 10. And then the Achadasar is Kodesh, because actually Nekar Shem Asiri Himenu. In that case, you really were Oiker the Shem from it. You called it number 11. Says the Gemara, that's the case. What's the matter with you? It said beferish lo kadam lechadat chaviro, and you're saying no. It actually was kadam, but it went back in. What was the point of saying lo kadam katani? No, lo kadam means that in the end they came out together. That meaning that lo kadam when we finally got the two of them out, but enochinami before that it had stuck out its head, and then it was father yorif. And come on, when you're telling over there that. Hotza'at ha-rosh, you're calling the rosh ha-chadasa, that that's considered to be the lo-kadam, and it's neka. I mean, who says that? I'll tell you one thing. It certainly can't be going like Rebbe, the loka Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, Rebbe said ha-chadasa, if you call Asiri ha-chadasa, that's not called akira. Akira is that you'd have to actually call it number 9. But if you said that this is number 11, if you would call afterwards the 11:10, it would be Kodesh. So who are you going according to? I say I'm going even Alibet Rebbe. I feel a Tema Rebbe. When did Rebbe say that it's not considered an Akira? We have a lot of animals in the deer. Say Echad Itay Behemot Tuva. And you're going to have to take off a number of different Maaser. So over there, Amrinan Chadi Sura Ka'amar. That then you can say that the words that he said, this is number 11, it's not he was counting it as number 11. He's saying, okay, this is Achad Asar, this is your first 10, your first Maaser. But where you don't have more, and let lebe motvei, 11 is 11, my friend, it's not 110 and now a new one.